Kandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King Soap present for your enjoyment Chandu, the magician. Today, Chandu, master of illusion, offers you one of his mysterious and amazing tricks. Chandu calls this trick the Assyrian Money Changer, and it changes pennies into dimes. Want this trick? Want to mystify and entertain your friends? Want to be a magician just like Chandu? All right, get that White King box top, send it with a quarter straight to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, and receive your first Chandu magic trick by return mail. What fun you'll have saying, "See this penny? I lay the penny on the table. Now I cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot, I say. Remove the block and the penny's gone. Now it's a silver dime." The trick is easy. So easy a child can do it. But it is clever. So clever it is very hard to detect. Start your collection of magic tricks right now with Chandu's Assyrian Money Changer. Just send 25 cents in coin and a White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Be sure to print your name and address plainly. To conceal the secret mission on which he has come to the isolated little Balkan country of Matabania, Frank Chandler has been appointed to a consular position in Lubova, the capital. Immediately upon his arrival, with Dorothy Regent, Betty, and Bob, Chandler learns of an unsuccessful attempt to wreck their train on the way. And when Chandler and the Regents reach the medieval castle where they are to live, they find candles burning, fires lighted, dinner in preparation, but the servants have disappeared. They catch a glimpse of a strange, swarthy-looking fellow vanishing in the shrubbery of the neglected garden. And then, in the flaming sunset light, Chandler sees on a snowy mountainside the sinister landmark he has come from far-off Tibet to find. A great curved scimitar, its point glowing with fire. It is now late the following day. Chandler climbs the steep road to the castle and finds Dorothy standing in the courtyard. Chandu, the magician.
Oh, there you are, Frank. Is everything all right?
Well, I was going to ask you that. Why didn't you meet me at the consulate?
It didn't take me as long as I thought, so I decided to come home.
Then you got some more servants?
Only two. I brought them up with me. We'll only be using a few rooms anyway. We'll close the rest of the place up. Well, what did you find out?
Well, nobody's lived here since about 1940, when Prince Ivan died. He was a pretty gay old boy, it seems.
Prince? But this isn't a kingdom.
It was then. Ivan was a cousin of the king, and he was accused of selling state secrets. He was shut up here for 5 or 6 years.
Oh, but Frank, all that has nothing to do with why the servants ran away from this place.
No, it doesn't seem to. Well, couldn't you find out anything from the woman who sent you the new ones?
No. She just said the people here don't like foreigners. But I'm sure she knew there was some other reason.
Well, maybe we'll find out for ourselves. Now, are you cold, huh?
Well, I am a little. But it's not just the wind from the mountains. There's something about this place. I don't know.
Oh, come, Dad. People spend money for 16th century atmosphere like this.
Well, I'm not one of them. Frank, you didn't happen to see that man, did you? The one we saw in the cafe in Paris.
No, why?
Because I thought I did.
Up here?
No, when I was down in the town.
Dorothy, are you sure?
Well, I suppose I could have been mistaken, though. The streets were full of gypsies.
Yes, I asked Mason about them again. He says it's unusual to see so many at this time. Most of them have moved farther south for the winter.
Do you think it has anything to do with that sword on the mountain? A ceremonial of some kind?
I don't know. But Mason said there's only one really dangerous lot of gypsies. Esteban's bandits. They're miles from here, though, in the mountains.
Mom, where's Uncle Frank?
Gosh, it's a good thing you're here.
What's the matter, Mom?
Well, Lugo's just went out to get some wood.
Who?
One of the new servants.
He said when he was out there, he saw a light way up on top of the castle.
A light?
Well, he was for walking right out. He said it was the ghost.
What ghost?
Well, he said everybody knew there was one. I told him to hold everything and you'd fix it.
You go and talk to him, will you, Dorothy? And I'll find out what's going on up there. Come along, Bob.
Gosh, this ought to be the last stairway. We've come up about five now.
Can't be much farther. Wait a minute, Bob. I'll see if the door's locked.
Oh, Lugo's must be nuts. It's as dark as the inside of a pyramid.
Give me your flashlight. Mine seems to be dead.
Here.
No, thanks.
Brother, did you ever see so much beat-up old furniture?
Never. Ghost ought to feel right at home here.
No, I bet Lugo's just imagined he saw a light. What would anybody want in this dusty old attic?
Listen.
Oh, now you've got it. I didn't hear anything.
I didn't. Scratching noise. Rats, maybe, but... Well, there it is again.
Yeah, I heard it that time.
It's over here somewhere, and in that big chest. Bob. There's someone in the chest.
Oh, gosh, if you lift up the lid, they could pop you.
Take the flashlight. Stand over there. Now.
Uncle Frank!
Betty!
Well, how do you like that? You're the end.
What are you doing in that chest?
Oh, I was so scared, and it was the first thing I could think of.
Scared of what?
What are you doing up here?
Just poking around. Mother went down into the town, and I thought it would be fun to see what the attic of this old place was like. Oh, I wonder if he really was a ghost.
Who, Betty?
That man. Help me out of here, Bob. I'll wait till I get my flashlight.
Well, I'll lift you out. That'll be easier. Here you go.
Oh.
Phew.
Well, quick, Betty. Tell me what you saw.
Well, I heard a noise first, and then I saw a sliver of light under the door over there in the corner. Maybe there's a secret stairway.
Never mind that now. Go on.
Well, I didn't know what to do, so I just lifted the lid of the chest and climbed in.
Did someone come in the door? Did you see?
Yes, I did. I held the lid open a little way so I could breathe. And it was a man with a candle in his hand. He had a beard, kind of pointed. You know.
Well, not a gypsy, then.
A gypsy? Oh, no.
Well, did he say anything? Call anyone's name?
No. Except that after he'd walked beside that wall, kind of squinting at it for ages, it seemed like, he began to mutter to himself and went away. Oh, I was afraid he'd come back, so I just stayed in the chair.
What would you have done if we hadn't showed up?
Oh, don't even mention it. I kept thinking of that old story. You know, where the bride hides in the big chest and everybody thinks she's hiding for fun and she never could get out.
Yeah, and I suppose years later they found her bones.
Well, they did, if you want to know. Oh, let's go downstairs.
You two go on. I'll wait here for a while. A man may come back if he was expecting to meet someone here.
Let's not tell Mother. She already thinks the castle's haunted. She might want to
go... Go on, quick. I'll be down. Wait. Turn off that flashlight. There's someone coming now. Quiet.
See, it's a light. Just where I said it was.
Keep still.
Hey, Uncle Frank. Somebody's coming up the other stairs, too, where we came up.
I hope not.
We left the door open.
Frank, are you up here? Frank, I can't find Betty anywhere.
Oh, all right. Turn the light on now, Bob. Betty's here, Dot.
Oh, you scared him off, Mom.
Bob, we weren't going to tell her.
Betty, look at you, covered with dust. Aren't you a little too old to be playing ghost?
I wasn't, Mother.
Oh, what were you all doing when I came up the stairs? Getting ready to jump at me and say boo?
Oh, heck no, Mom. There was somebody here.
Yes, there was, Dot. Betty saw him.
Not Marco.
Now, Dorothy, Marco wouldn't come here. If he's watching any of us, it's Robert in Paris. Well, there's no use waiting now. Our caller won't be back tonight.
Well, then who could it have been?
We won't find out tonight. Whoever he was, he knows we saw his light. Take the flashlight, will you? Bob, give me a hand here.
With what?
There's no lock on that door in the corner, but we'll push something heavy against it.
How about the chest I was in?
No, it's not heavy enough. This old cabinet will do if we can move it. All right, Bob?
Yeah.
There we are.
Phew.
There we are.
Phew.
Yeah. That'll keep him out. And in the morning, I'll see if I can find out what he was looking for. Bob, what's that?
What?
Well, you must have touched a spring when you took hold of the carving there.
Huh?
And the panel dropped. Dot, flash your light in there.
Bob, it's like that place in the wall in Malta where we found the picture.
Betty.
Hmm.
Uncle Frank, what is it?
Yeah, it looks like a map. I wonder if this is what that fellow wanted.
Well, what's it a map of?
I can't tell in this light. Let's go downstairs.
Frank, do you think this is all there is to the ghost story? Just someone coming here at night to look for a map?
I don't believe in ghosts, darling, if that's what you mean.
But you do think there's something supernatural in this place.
Now, Dot, let's go downstairs.
I want to know what you really think it is.
Well, the newest part of this castle is more than 600 years old. And it was built on the site of a much older one by a man who was said to have come here from Egypt.
Then maybe the gypsies really did come from Egypt in the first place.
Maybe.
Well, then it might be true. That curved sword on the mountain could be just what I said it was.
Hey, speaking of gypsies, hear that music, Uncle Frank? Oh, it's down there, right outside our front door.
I heard it, Bob.
Frank, why do you look so strange? What is it?
It's the song of the mountain gypsies. It's a Stabenes bandit.
Would you like to be a magician? Would you like to mystify your friends with magic tricks? Chandu the magician has a magic trick for you. Chandu calls it the Assyrian money changer. It changes pennies into dimes. And we'll send it to you for just 25 cents and a White King box top. This trick is fascinating. Listen, you lay a penny on a table. Cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot, you say. Remove the block. The penny's gone, and you see a bright, shining silver dime. Wonderful, isn't it? And it's so simple, you can do it not once, but again and again and again. Your friends will never catch on. Now, to get Chandu's Assyrian money changer, just mail 25 cents in coin and the top from a box of White King soap to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap. There is no soap like White King. You'll love White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.